Let's just do it. Let's just start. Let's get it over with.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A celebration.
Hey, everybody. We have got a celebration of a show. A celebration of a show for you guys tonight. I'm finally not going to just look like a model, but I'm going to be a model. Nearly had sex in a store, in a way. We'll get to that. The mail is shit, and I have a new cooking show, so get ready.
It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
Well, welcome to another one of these, huh? We're coming to you live. Shortly after the great Watsonian Beer Fest. And I am just a bit of the dog's hairs off of the screen, if you get me. I don't know a lot of good terms for hungover, but I am hungover a little. I was doing good until for being a non-athletic man, a man who doesn't pride himself on his athleticisms, his strengths, his weaknesses on the field of sport. I enjoy myself a good drinking game. It's fun. You know, people will say this to you. Oh, drinking games are for kids who are five. And I say, that's true. But they're also for kids who are 29, 24 plus five, which is where I am. And here's why. I think, you know, people will say I'm too grown up for that shit. I prefer to just have a discussion with my friends, which is fine. I like to do that too, believe me. Some of the best parts of the Beer Fest were discussions I had. I got into a discussion with someone who agreed with me that New Year's is always very disappointing. And I was trying to remember some of my worst New Year's, and I remembered a bad one. Wasn't that bad. But it was a weird crew we had going, and we went to a liquor store where they had, you know, discount beer because all the packages were ripped open, which seemed questionable. And then I was thinking, God, what did I do for New Year's last year? I was saying this out loud to this guy. I'm like, I'm trying to remember last year. I don't even remember. It's not. And then I was like, oh, yeah, my grandma died. And then I burst out laughing because I was like, well, that's a good topper of New Year's. And in fact, I hadn't planned it this way, but I may be able to get out of New Year's forever. Or at least for a while. If I just say, you know what, my grandma passed, it's too many memories. I can't go on with New Year's, but let's do it another time. How about that? I can remember talking to someone and saying something about, you know, they were saying how everyone was sweating. Oh, because here's a problem with parties in the winter that I have to acknowledge. You dress warm because it's cold out, but then you get there. There's 20 people in a house. It's very warm, right? So you get in there, you're sweating. And my warmth layer becomes a sweat barrier layer, you know? Someone said, yeah, and your face starts sweating. Not me, but their face. Everyone looks greasy. But, you know, I said, this is a party that I helped throw. Of course, everyone. If someone said, did the people who you invited to your party look greasy? I'd say, yeah, it was my party. Of course everyone was greasy. Those are the kind of people I know. They're going to be grease heads. This should not be a big surprise for you. The reason drinking games are fun, though, is it's a competition, something to do. Okay, if you like a board game, why would you not like a drinking game? Now, here's what separates the childhood from the adulthood drinking game-wise. As an adult, you know when to walk away, right? You know when to fold them. You say, okay, I've just had four beers in the last 15 minutes. I'm done. And someone will say, uh-uh, we haven't even finished the King's Cup. And then you say, yeah, well, I'm 30, so... There you, what else do you want from me? You know? I don't know. I mean, it seems just as fun. I'm pretty surprised. I don't know why there's not a TV show that's basically drinking games. You know, we have Wipeout. Why don't we have Drunk Wipeout? And instead of them jumping on these huge mats and giant balls, they're just trying to... You know, sneak into their house without waking up their spouse and getting yelled at. Something like that. That seems just as exciting, if not more so. You know, they try to successfully hit on someone in a bar after having a bunch of booze. All right, we're here tonight. We're here tonight on a super drunk wipeout. And tonight's challenge, drink and drink and drink. All our players have been drinking all day, and tonight's challenge is they will go home and try not to think about their lives. The first player who thinks about his or her life loses. Standing shirtless in front of the mirror and crying, that's minus some points. Punching the mirror, that's even more minus points. We've got quite a show for you, so stay tuned. I like how they always say, you know, if you ask someone if they have a show or, you know, the news does this or whatever, like tonight, a great show. They never once do they say, I would trust them more if they said, tonight, you know, not our best. I mean, it could turn into something. We'll see what we can do. But content wise going in, this is not going to be a good show for us. Speaking of which. So I was thinking the other day that it's been a long time since I've had sex, and I don't think this gets too gross, so don't worry. Starting off, I understand that going down that road is a danger zone when you listen to this podcast. You're in your car, you're at a Wendy's, you don't want to pull up to the window and it's just me going, and then I pulled out my dick, but it was completely raw from masturbation. Have you ever seen anything like that? You know, the lady's just trying to tell you how much. She's saying, oh, I'll give you your total at the window. That's always nice. Okay, good thing. Good thing I ordered at this box. And you just say, I'll give you your total at the window. What are you doing in there? Are you doing the math by hand on a scratch pad? I pulled out, the guy had one of those clear green visors and a bald head. That's always a good... Why in the movies did accountants always wear a plastic green visor? And why, if you were bald, would you ever wear a visor? Oh, this is all the disadvantage of wearing a hat. Not just a hat, one of the worst hats. Clear plastic. It's like something I stole off the side of a greenhouse. But none of the disadvantage of you missing out on my stupid bald head. Whoever designed that hat is insane. Maybe that's the point. Maybe, you know, because the guys who wear these hats is working like at the horse track or something. And they just don't want people to fuck with them. You know what I mean? You guys ever gone to the horse track before? I mean, it's kind of fun. The horse track is kind of fun. The dog track, nightmare. I mean, it's kind of fun. I say that. Not really fun. You know, they always get too. They get real picky about, they have all these rules about how you're supposed to say the bet. You know, you can't just go up there and be like, I think that, you know, Daddy's 10 speed is going to win the race or whatever. They always have these fucking insane names too. I wonder if they really call the horses that, you know, when they're just at home. All right, I put Daddy's 10 speed out to go eat some hay or whatever he does. Then I've got Raging Anal Pustule outside of the barn. He's tied up right now, but we'll probably go let him loose. And then we've got, you know, Eric, who in the race, as we call Eric the red motherfucking horse. I mean, it's really out of control. Seabiscuit? What does that even mean? A seabiscuit sounds like a term for taking a shit. Dropped a little seabiscuit in the toilet the other day. How do you even combine? You just pick two words and put them together? It's like one of those cute things that you find, you know, where it's like, oh, the street you worked on and your first pet, that's your porno name. Which I'm like, that's really fun to come up with a name for if, you know, my life had taken a turn where I was having sex for money instead of to just regulate emotion. That would be, what a crazy world that would be. Anyway, fuck horses, huh? So the horse track, but you go up and they want you to say, okay, I will take hooded sweatshirt covered in Jeffrey Dahmer's blood in to show. First race. Da-da-da. You have to say it all in order, you know, and it's all organized, which is crazy. So I'm like, don't you guys have just like a bunch of drunk, degenerate gamblers who are into this because they can still smoke outside and watch a race? Isn't that what this is? Why do they know how to do this? You know, there's a weird thing about, I think, drunk people who are just falling apart, but they still have activities that somehow they're able to participate in that the rest of us don't understand. Golf. How can someone be just completely going downhill, yet they're still golfing? You know, they can... I don't even know where... When you get to the golf course, I don't know what you do. You go in the house, the little house they have there, and then what? Go to the bartender and say, I'll have one golf. I don't know how this works. I don't know where you go. I don't know if you just start. I don't know if you pay at the end. I have no idea. You know what I mean? I wouldn't know if I halfway through decided to leave, if that's even possible. Or if a guy comes screeching out on a cart and says, oh, my friend, you can't just take off. I have no idea. Anyway, they should simplify the horse track, because if you're going to go there and bet, you should be able to be a drunk idiot and still pull it off, you know? It's a good business practice, really scaring people away from your business. Anyway, getting way back to, there's a thing about, I hadn't had sex in a while. And there were, you know, I don't really think about it because I just don't. But also, I mean, what good does that do? You know what I should do? Get up 20 minutes early for work tomorrow. Really figure out how long it's been. You know, count up the days. Still counting the days without a sex time. 1, 2, 3, 100. This has probably been a lot more than 100. Probably almost 200, maybe something like that. I don't know. I don't know exactly. Like I said, I don't keep track, and it's none of your fucking business. But here's what tipped me off. I was at the grocery store, you know, one of my favorite places to have a run-in. Again, the same woman commented on what I bought. She said, oh, a lot of cheese. I made a beer cheese soup, which I thought about saying, because she's like, wow, this is a lot of cheese. And then I was like, fuck you. Maybe I will just eat a brick of cheese every day for the next 4 days and explode. You know, and I'll probably do it inside your vestibule between the two doors. That's not a slang term for vagina, I don't think, is it? Almost anything sounds like a term for vagina these days, or penis. There's really nothing new to learn. So I'm walking through the aisles of the store, minding my own business. I feel like every joke, like every stand-up comedian, their joke starts. So I'm walking down the street, it's like they're never in the car. They're never like, I'm out driving. Or they're never like, I know this part sounds weird, but let's just ignore it. I was actually on a canoe when I had this experience. It has nothing to do with the experience, so I kind of regret starting with the canoe. But I'm out on a canoe and I hear this guy say, oh my God, black people are the worst, you know, whatever they say. It never goes that way. They're always walking around doing something normal. Once I'd like some honesty, what they were really doing. I was sitting on the curb because I'd just eaten so much pizza that I didn't know if I could walk to the train to get home. And I was trying to decide whether I should just get up and try to walk home or just go eat more pizza. And it was a very dark moment for me, but this funny incident came out of it. So here we go. So I was in the store. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I've been going to the store right after the gymnasium. So I go in sweats and very sweaty all the time. Which I don't know if that's worse than going in sweats but looking like you're put together. So the sweats were just what you decided to wear. Or if it's like, well, he's clearly been at the gym, but Jesus Christ, he should go home and take a shower. I don't know what the worst is anymore, but I'm pretty sure that I'm it. So I'm going down the aisle. And there's this woman, and she is shelving something on the very bottom shelf, you know. And she's got to reach way back because the shelf is deep, and she's putting like a whole little box of, I don't know, soup or something back there, something heavy. And I swear to God, she lifts it and sets it behind the other stuff. She's doing her FIFO. She lifts it and put it back there, and I swear to God, she's moaning. Not grunting like she's lifting things, but she puts it back there, and it's like, oh, I couldn't fucking believe. I mean, I'm just trying to shop for groceries and not think about how long it's been since I've had a sexual relation. And then I just go and there's just people moaning in the grocery store. You know, can I ask that if people are going to moan, you know, tennis people, open your fucking ears, take off that stupid sweatband. Put your hair behind your ears in a sensible ponytail and listen up. Can you make a different grunt for sex and exertion? Does it have to be, when you're putting fucking cans of soup on the shelf? Is that required? You know, as you become an old man, I've noticed, you do make more grunting noises with just getting out of a chair. You know, almost no getting out of a chair passes for me without some kind of like, oh, fuck. Something like that. But here's the difference. I don't get out of the chair and go, oh. I guess that's the sex noise I make. I don't know. I don't think so. I think if I made a sex noise getting out of a chair, I'd be like, Jesus, why am I getting all sexual just getting out of a chair? You know, if I was lifting a heavy thing. Lifting a stack of boxes at work. You know, I picked up a bunch of bags of ice last night. I didn't go, oh, fuck. You know, I just fucking picked up the ice. Took it in the house. It doesn't have to be this way. So, you know, try and vary it up. Change it up a little. Because maybe you don't notice, but believe me, I fucking notice. And I don't want to. I'm not, I didn't sign up for that, you know. Didn't sign up to be aroused at the goddamn grocery store. You look down in your basket and you're just like, okay, well, good. I'm glad that worked out for me, you know. Mostly managed to avoid anything mildly arousing, and then you're just at the grocery store and pow, you're fucked. This must be what it's like, you know, I feel bad for people who are real horny all the time. Must be hard. Must be hard to be really horny all the time, because I'm sure there are a lot of things that increase your horniness that maybe the average person wouldn't remark on, you know? The average person hears a woman grunting to put a can of soup on the shelf. They're not like, oh, fuck. You know, do I have time to go home and jack off before my next appointment, my next task for the day? But there it is. I think that must be what it's like. So I, you know, I apologize to you guys. It must be tough out there. Must be a difficult world to get through. You know what I mean? There should also, I think, be some kind of a, I don't know, some kind of government program where they just convince your brain that you've had sex. After a certain amount of time, you can, like, check into some clinic and they just do some kind of, you know, mind erase thing to erase the built up haven't had sex in a while thing. Because I think it's not a good thing to just have building up in your brain. I don't think that's a wise move. I don't know why. I think it just alters your thinking and makes you retarded, basically. But anyway, so we have another real sexy topic to get to that I want to make sure we get to, so we got to move on. I found a book. This is a tome that is not normally released to the general public. Not normally available at your Barnes and Nobles, okay, or your Borders, or your Walden Books. Maybe on Amazon, I don't know. This is a modeling handbook from a very special modeling school known as Barbizon.
It's really happening. After years of dreaming about modeling, I'm actually training at Barbizon thanks to this great book. She's learned the secrets of successful models, to work with makeup artists, to pose for photographers and TV directors. Her dream came true at Barbizon, where you train to model using everything you've got. And it just takes a phone call to get started. Barbizon wants you to get started, too. If you're 13 or over, call for your Barbizon book today.
Okay, first of all, how old should you be for Barbizon? 13. That should be fine. I don't need to see a 13-year-old model and shit. Okay? No one does, but especially I doubt. That is not appropriate whatsoever. I wanted to find the other commercial because I couldn't find it. No one seems to have it. And, you know, I had to watch these 10-minute compilations of fucking commercials on YouTube, you know? That were just of, you know, there's one, I swear to God. This is when I decided, you know, I watched a couple and was trying to figure out maybe one of these contains the Barbizon that I remember, the ding, ding, Barbizon, boom, 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 Barbizon. And it's basically looks like 90210. And they say, train to be a model or just look like one. Train to just look like a model. That seems reasonable. But I couldn't find it, you know, and I was watching a couple, and then I stumbled into this Ghostbuster toy commercial where this kid dives in the room, and he's got the Ghostbuster proton pack, their gun, you know, and so in the movie, it kind of shoots out this beam, and to simulate that in real life, it's just got this huge foam dildo sticking out of it, and the kid, like, kicks a door down, and the thing is just wobbling around like crazy. I mean, it looks like a fucking plug-in-the-wall three-prong electric plug dildo just flying around, you know, these little kids. And I was like, all right, well, yeah, obviously I cannot watch. I think I've made a decent effort to find Barbizon and it's not here, so I'm going to just move on now that I've seen this huge dildo flying around. So anyway, I've got this Barbizon handbook that I wanted to look at. Now, someone left this. So, you know, it's got a thing in there. Her name was Estefanio. And was it the Barbizon from May 6th, 2006 to July 30th, 2006? So here we go. And it says, no part of this book may be reproduced or utilized in any form or by any means electronic or mechanical, including photocopying, recording, or by any information storage and retrieval system, without permission from the publisher. Luckily, I wrote the publisher last night and got that permission. Believe it or not. Isn't that great news? So here we go. So this is basically the textbook for Barbizon. You know, you have SunSmart do's and don'ts. Daily grooming checklist. We probably better check that out. But here's the intro letter. Dear student, welcome to Barbizon Modeling. We're glad you're here, and we know you will enjoy discovering your potential with us. 2 exclamation points so far. While at Barbizon, don't be afraid to dream your boldest dreams, .. Your possibilities are endless. So far, 3 for 3 on exclamation points. Whether you train to be a model or just look like one, reserved, also exclamation point. You are now on your way to enriching your life inside and out. As a Barbizon student, you'll work towards developing your potential in huge space for no reason, all areas of life, not just in beauty and modeling, but also in confidence building, professional growth, and personality plus. What? Exclamation point. You'll work hard in an upbeat, glamorous, and vivacious atmosphere. How would you describe your workplace? Oh, vivacious. You'll learn from leaders in the community, professional models, and personal development experts. The latest advancements in models training, that's not a correct apostrophe, will be revealed to you, and you'll proudly interact with the other young ladies who, like you, strive to be the best they can be. By the time your training program comes to an end, you'll have created a foundation for your life upon which to build success after success. Enjoy your new friendships and congratulate yourself for taking this important first step in your new life. Keep putting one step in front of the other. Sincerely, you can't put sincerely and then put a company name. Sincerely, Barbizon International LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. So let's take a look. I figure we could skim this and probably be kind of, you know, also feel like a model or just, you know, have sex with one or whatever the hell the thing was. So let's see. Let's look at the daily grooming checklist. Let's start there. Oh, this person had a normal/oily skin. This person has some of the worst handwriting I've ever seen. For lipstick color, she put Bresh. B-R-E-S-H. I don't even know what that is. Daily grooming checklist. You'll always look your model best if you have perfect... This is like reading Model Land by Tyra Banks. Available for you everywhere. We'll be evaluating your grooming from the time to time, but if you follow the list below on a daily basis, you'll look terrific. Okay, so that's kind of like normal school. I mean, the school doesn't evaluate your grooming, but your, you know, classmates just make fun of you. So do all these on a daily basis. Bath or shower? I'm going to go ahead and take bath right out of there. If you have time to take a bath every day, you're a crazy motherfucker. I feel like it takes about 17 hours for a bathtub to fill. And how do you know, how do you get the right temperature on the bath? The shower, you can adjust on the fly, right? You get in and you're like, Jesus, this is really hot. You make it not as hot. The bath, you get in, it's really hot, and you're like, oh, fuck. This is pretty full now, you know? I feel like then you just turn on the cold water. You had a teaspoon of cold water. Suddenly, all the heat's gone. It needs to be some kind of thing that you put in the bathtub, like a heater, heating element, like on a toaster, and it just keeps it at a constant temperature. Do deodorant every day. I agree with that. Brush teeth AM and PM. Yeah, brush your teeth. I wish it stopped there. You got to floss, motherfucker. I use 4 different oral rinses, okay? And that's to look like shit. Get with it, Barbizon. Natural makeup application. That means nothing. Shining clean hair, perfectly groomed. I don't want to alarm anyone, but I may not be living up to that standard. Someone last night thought I had a haircut, but it's just because my hair was all mashed down from wearing a hat. So that tells you how groomed I usually am. Having your hair be mashed down into hat hair looks more appropriate than your normal hairstyle. It's a good thing. A perfect manicure and perfect pedicure. Fuck you, wear shoes. Tweeze stray eyebrow hairs. Well, must be nice to be able to do that every day, huh? Just spend 40 minutes with a goddamn tweezer. I have so many eyebrow problems, I don't even know where to begin. You know, I got the ones that grow together. That's a problem. I have basically 2 layers of eyebrow, an upper and a lower brow. I've kind of got a second set of eyebrows. It's almost like I have winter and summer eyebrows, and right now I'm going from the summer to the winter, so it's an awkward in-between stage. Also, I have eyebrows that are about 1.5 inches long, left to their own devices. No superfluous hair, legs, underarms, lip area. Well, I guess that only counts for the ladies, probably, right? Immaculate undergarments. I mean, yeah, I agree with that. You know, oh, what's this huge dried crust in my underpants? That who knows, you know? I just wear them until they just fall off my body in a rot. Clothes neat, clean, and in good repair. And shoes in good repair. Remember, every minute you pay on yourself will pay dividends. What? It's important to get into the habit now of scheduling the time each day for those routines and activities that are required. You know, I don't know, man. Oh, here's how you can live a model life, too. See, this is the thing is, I mean, these would be great things to do for yourself if, you know, I mean, I have a minimum. And I don't understand some people, too. They'll be like, I didn't even brush my teeth this morning. I was running late. And I say, I think I'd rather that you were 3 more minutes late, to be honest, and brushed. Or they'll say, I didn't even eat breakfast because I woke up late. And I say, why don't you just eat a fucking bowl of oatmeal and be 4 minutes late? You know what I mean? Hurry up. Make time and space in your life for things that make you feel special. This is what I needed. I just want to feel like a model. I don't really care what I look like. Treat yourself to a warm bath complete with an aroma jar. That's definitely slang for vagina. Music, warm towels, clean pajamas, bubbles, oil, and salt, a body scrub, face mask, and lots of time. Lock the door. Lock the door. Who's been taking these long, extravagant baths? Not in my house. That seems like a very 70s, 80s movie thing that like a dad would do in a teen movie. Stop taking these ridiculous baths all the time. You're always just sitting in the bath, bathing with a candle and reading a book and thinking about your life and swarthing through the bubbles with your arms, thinking about that boy in the leather jacket or jean jacket, depending exactly which year. Make your room a pleasant environment. Oh, yeah, that's... How would you suggest I do that exactly? Flowers? Oh, I'll get flowers in my room. This will be great. Have, like, a cleaning woman come. Has anyone ever had that? Cleaning service, like a maid? I don't mean like a daily maid, though, but like the, I don't know, once a week or every 2 weeks maid. We had that for a brief time when I was a child because we were rich white people. But, you know, it was the cleaning ladies. And here's what's stupid about getting the cleaning ladies. It would be this. Everybody, we have to clean up because the cleaning ladies are coming later. So basically, we would clean the whole house, and you just don't do the things like vacuum and scrub, you know, but you pick up everything. So you do all the worst parts, and then they just kind of come in with some spray bottles of probably just water and, you know, one thing of Windex, you know, and they're like, ah, thank God, now I don't have to Windex my own sliding glass patio door. Oh, my life has really come to a full... adult thing. I don't recommend this. I think people should get a cleaning lady like once a year, you know what I mean? Just have them go fucking nuts. So you clean your place, then they just hit it hard, and then you say, all right, see you next year, idiot. What else? Treat yourself to nice sheets with a high thread content. They feel more luxurious. I've always thought models probably sleep on high thread count sheets. And I've always felt like I was living a lie when I went to bed in my one thread count. I don't know. What is that? What's a towel? If you sew a bunch of towels together, let's just say, not saying that's what I did, but let's just pretend that that's what I did. What is the thread count of that in towel bed? I like it because I can get out of the shower and go straight to bed. What else have I got? That's it. Jesus. Let's move on. Here's some fragrance tips. The do's and do's of... Do's and don'ts of wearing scents. That's like a scent. Not pennies. Use scent on your pulse points. These are areas where the blood runs closest to the surface of the skin. Yeah, that seems important that my scent mixes with my blood. You don't want your fragrance to overwhelm those... My reading skills are gone. You don't want your fragrance to overwhelm those around you. Keep in mind that everyone has a personal scent circle, which is about an arm's length out of your body. If anyone beyond that point can smell your perfume, you've put on too much. I would prefer it be, honestly, a little bit smaller, that scent circle. You know what else? After that woman grunted, moaned, after she did a black snake moan there on the floor, I also smelled her perfume. What is this woman doing there? What was that? I feel like it's starting to feel like it was a dream I had, you know, where I didn't have sex with the person who worked at the grocery store but should have, because I don't know. Putting out the vibe. I mean, not in real life, that wouldn't be, but in a dream, that would be putting out the vibe. Just like heat rises, fragrance rises. So when applying your fragrance, start from the bottom up. Feet, shoulders, neck. Yeah, okay. Why are you... You're spraying perfume on your feet? That is not a good idea. Your diet can affect the way your fragrance smells and lasts on your skin. For example, spicy Mexican food can make your fragrance scent more intense. I don't know if that's true, but it seems vaguely racist somehow, doesn't it? Mexican food makes your fragrance more intense and lazy, while Indian food makes your fragrance feel like it's getting a lot of pressure from its parents to enter into an arranged marriage. I think I've seen 3 sitcoms in the last 6 months where there's a plot point of an Indian person being arranged into a marriage. This seems like to be a big thing all of a sudden. Hey, how about this? How about we have an Indian guy and his mom is like, you should get married to some stranger from India. And then this woman just arrives from India and it always turns out that she's cool. You know, it never turns out that she's like, yeah, I'm pretty traditional Indian and, you know, I came all the way over here, so I kind of expect you to marry me at this point. I'm sorry if you feel that's unfair, but I've come a long way. Just like the diet affects the way your fragrance smells, so does your skin type. The fragrant... Okay, who cares? Let's move on to a different topic. So we've got fragrances down, and we've got, you know, what we should sleep on. Now it's time to do some practicing. Now, a lot of people think that Barbizon is all about how you look walking down a runway. Well, this is to prepare you to not only be a model, but to be an actor on the same level as a model. As we all may remember Kathy Ireland in the motion picture Necessary Roughness, starring Scott Bakula as a football player in a belly shirt. So there are a bunch of lines in here that you can practice reading to really enhance your acting skills. You know what I mean? So you can practice. So let's practice some of these. You know, I'm sure they picked good lines. So let's just see what we've got. Here's one from Aladdin. 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck. Robin Williams, the genie, when he comes out of the lamp for the first time. That seems like one that you'll probably use a lot. What else have we got? Ooh, Austin Powers. I'm not going to do a Dr. Evil, so forget that. Ooh, some ones from Batman. Did you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? That'd be a good one to show up with at an audition, huh? Hi, I'm a model. I'm here for the part of the woman who gets her legs eaten off while she's in a bikini by a shark that's robotic. Here's my tryout. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? Okay, let's see. Oh, also Batman Returns. Sure. I am Catwoman, hear me roar. Whoa, that's some clever writing there. Oh God, Carrie. So that's the one where basically the models dump blood on a lady and she burns them. That's a good one. Oh, Crocodile Dundee. That's not a knife. That's a knife. Paul Hogan showing a mugger what a real knife looks like. Jesus Christ. If you build it, he will come. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. That sounds like the tagline from a book about like a guy who is in heaven now, you know, or who thinks he was in heaven. Hello, my name is Forrest. Forrest Gump. Do you want a chocolate? Also, Forrest is spelled incorrectly like a actual forest. Here's one for you. I can't be a wizard. I'm just Harry. Just Harry. Oh, from Malcolm X. That's appropriate. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. And Denzel Washington is Martin. Oh, Spider-Man. Wow. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the goblin and took the spider out. It seems like a good thing to read it. What the fuck? Why would you ever do that? Let's see what else if we've got it. Oh, here's a good one. I mean, don't you go. I've never been on an audition. But I feel like, I just can't help but feel like there's a, you know, you would read something a little more, I don't know, a little more actory. Here's another one. Let's do this one for real. Whatever life holds in store for me, I'll never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility. Is this my gift? Is it my curse? Who am I? Who am I? I'll tell you who I am. I'm Spider-Man. Okay. It's so fucking stupid. I mean, this goes on and on. You know what I mean? Why would you pick these movies as your, like, auditions? You know? It seems bizarre. I mean, you've got, you know, Star Wars. Oh, Scream 2. Yeah, perfect. 10 Things I Hate About You. Oh, and they have famous quotations, too. From Oscar Wilde. From Oscar Wilde to Bill Cosby to Mark Twain to Swedish proverb, which some people think is not a man, but that's a guy. Okay. Some tongue twisters. That's good. Oh, here's some commercial scripts. Should we try a couple of these out? See how they go. Here's one for jeans. There are some teenagers dancing at a club. Dancing requires rhythm, exercise, and a good pair of pants. What could be better than AE jeans? Here's another one. Are you comfortable? Introducing Comfortable Almay Skin Smoothing Foundation with Canatin. It purifies lines over time and smooths flaws. It's part foundation, part anti-aging treatment, part miracle skin smoothing foundation from Almay. Well, that's a great one. Oh, here's a good one. AOL. You've got mail. Email is my favorite. I get pictures from my friends all the time, and it's a great way to keep in touch. I can talk to my best friends who live in another state. I can find out what's going on whenever. The parental controls are fabulous on AOL. I listen to music on AOL. It's really good. Oh, U.S. Army. Good, yeah. I had a terrible head injury, which is causing me lots of problems later in life. Oh, Midol. These cramps. How long until menopause? That's a good one. Oh my god. Can't wait for that menopause, huh? That'll be the end of this. Enough of this bullshit. These cramps. How long until menopause? You're in pain. I'm the one trying on bathing suits. Remind me never to try on clothes this time of the month. Remind me never to try on clothes, period. Get it, period. Don't say the P word. I'm in pain. I've got Advil. and Tylenol. I'm a menstrual case. Cramps, bloating, plus I'm wiped out. Jesus Christ. And then they take my doll. Oh, fabulous. And a good pair of sweatpants. What? Get those sweatpants on and have period away, my friends. I guess is the lesson there. Oh, my God. I start my day with Cheerios. It gives me the energy I need to get through the day. Just think of what could happen if I didn't eat a Cheerios breakfast. I'd probably put a gun in my mouth and blow my fucking head off. Because I'd just be so depressed. What's the point? Here's a self-esteem test. This is good. 10 positive things about myself. So you're supposed to write down 10 positive things. And this person wrote, I'm a good student. I love to listen to people's problems. And that's it. So we got a 2 out of 10. 10 positive things, we got 2. So I would say this person's well on the road to modeldom. Don't you think? Should we do some never do's? I think this is like at a dinner party. The always do's, that's not as fun, is it? Let's do the never do's. Never talk loudly. Fuck you. Use your own utensil to serve yourself from a serving dish. You know, like, I don't like that, the family style dinner. I have constant fights with my mom about this. If we go eat Chinese, you know, I'll get what I want. She gets some crazy ass tofu thing. And then she'll be like, well, this is family style. So I eat with some of what you got and you eat some of what I got. And I say, I don't think so. I think you get a thing and that's what you eat. Yeah, I don't like having to coordinate with the whole group of what we're going to eat. Why don't you just order what you want? You know, it's like when you go somewhere and you get fries, you know, and the other person's like, eh, no fries for me. And then they're just like, I'm going to eat your fries. Fuck you. Never crush crackers and drop them into soup. Okay. Models never do that. Their porcelain skin could be cut by the crackers. Never pass the salt without the pepper. Really? Is that a thing? If I said someone passed me the salt and they passed me the pepper, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And how are you supposed to do that with both hands? I don't get that. Never place a napkin on a dirty plate at the end of the meal. Just throw it on the floor, I guess. Never, you know, this is so stupid. Never laugh loudly, which may intrude upon other diners. I guess people are listening to that because they don't laugh loud on this show ever. Never bring in a wet umbrella, leave it outside. Fuck you. All right? I don't eat at these shithole restaurants that don't. I go where they got a goddamn umbrella stand with a drain like a grown-up. Never come to the table with gum in your mouth. Yeah, okay. I mean, this is like a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? This is not like secrets of modeling. This is just like how to be an adult, isn't it? I think I'm learning that Barbizon is bullshit. So I do have a video here too of a Barbizon graduation. This is from 2008 in Florida. So you can see what goes on here. Wow. They have a tiny little font and they have a crazy, you know, montage of videos of modeling shit going on. Now we're walking down a hallway looking at all these girls waving. There's also a link to the program used to create this video that sits right in the center of the entire video, I assume. You know, showing all these girls. Oh, that girl was 5. And they're walking to the end of a thing and stopping and turning around. Oh, a girl put a cowboy hat on another girl's head. That was cute. This is really fucking stupid. They are literally in a huge line. They walk to the end of a catwalk and walk back. That's it. And they're all wearing just black. They're not even wearing special clothes.
This is Grace McGuire. Jesus. On the runway at this time. She's 11 years old.
11.
She goes to Ruskin Christian.
Wow, she's horrible, and she looks like a reanimated corpse of a baby. Holy fuck.
She wants to become a veterinarian. Excellent job, Grace.
Do you think this guy gets tired of, you know, it's like a bunch of 11-year-old girls to 17, and he's just like, and she wants to be a veterinarian. She wants to work with animals.
And late night. Likes to, or would like to be a successful anesthesiologist.
Oh,
and of
yeah.
course, model part-time.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a given. Let's hear
that sounds
Ashley.
Good. I'd like to be an anesthesiologist and part-time model. You know, on the weekend. When I'm not busy doing like a real job putting people to sleep medically, I will go ahead and, you know, be in fucking fashion shit.
To become a very successful person in modeling, acting, and trying her best to reach her goals until she achieves them.
I would like to grow up to be a successful person in model.
Please put your hands together.
This is fucking horrible. Oh my god, now they're all in Western clothes. Which is boots and, you know, just insanity, basically. They all have some kind of hat on. Most of them look kind of Amish. And they're wearing jeans. This is madness. And the Western goes on and on. This goes for a long time. They're still doing Western clothes. Jesus Christ! Oh, here we go. Now they're doing the wave. It's like slow-mo. This is the stupidest fucking graduation I've ever seen in my life. Should be real happy. You should be real proud of yourself for going to Barbizon and making it through, huh? It must have been really tough. You had to read this whole book. This thing's like 90 pages of... you know what you should do is not fart at the dinner table. Do you think you can handle that? No? Well, shoot. We'll find something for you. Don't worry. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to get this through. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. Barbizon kids. That's the end, right? We're done. Thanks for listening again. I appreciate it. I got nothing, man. I'm out. I am out of gas. Out of steam, out of gas, out of nuclear power batteries. Alkaline or rechargeable. Drained.
But in the evenings when I want you only, the window's open now, so come on right in. I've been waiting since a quarter to ten. The way you move now is making me shudder, 'cause no one loves me like my late night lover.